About Gandhi.
This Indira Gandhi?
No, Mahatma Gandhi. About when I was in America 3 months ago, this was in a magazine, a new study. And it was very interesting because it showed that how subconsciously this man was very much affected by sex influence. He, after I read it, I understood your comments a lot better, because it was a very frank study of details of his life. And he was used to getting massage from women.
What's up?
Yes. This is known. He used to have a woman devotee who...
No, it was known to everyone.
It was known.
Remark that his granddaughter and granddaughter-in-law, he was always accompanying, resting his head on the shoulder.
Yes.
But
they were not his granddaughter.
That's
his relatives. And it was the wife of a relative. And he believed in honesty.
He was very sexually inclined.
Yes.
That is written by him.
Yes.
When his father was dying.
Exactly.
He was engaged in sex with his wife.
That is right. And therefore he felt very guilty towards sex. He was artificially depressing it. Therefore, this article was pointing out that in his old age, he was getting his satisfaction in a perverted way.
But that's in the body.
That is right. And at night, he would sleep with them in the same bed. He would get shivers. And as a result of the shiver, he would be covered with this woman. And her husband will object. Her husband will say, Gandhiji, why do you have to do this? You know, he would say, you can see that I have no sexual inclination. This I want to do to prove that I have no sexual inclination. Yes. But he was cheating himself. He was sincere, but he was completely misguided, Srila Prabhupada, it seems, from that article. And there
were many... If one is a devotee, he has no good family.
Yes. And he suffered all his life. He wanted good qualification, but he was concocting. He was taking some from Shastra, and he was concocting some. Because he did not understand the Shastra properly, he rejected some of it. Because he did not have the blessing of Lord Chaitanya, he did not understand it, so he rejected some of it. And as a result, he was concocting. When he went to Africa, to South Africa, he started the movement there, this non-violent.
It was a failure.
And
he was
inside. Yes. It was actually a very frank article. And after I read it, somebody by the name of Mehta, he was obviously a very great scholar. Because this magazine is a very first-class magazine. It's not a cheap magazine. And it was written very nicely. Somebody by the name of Mehta, he's Dr. Mehta. In the New Yorker magazine, New Yorker.
I have presented proof. The proof is so terrible, very affected. That means he did not know it was true. Thank you.
Hare
And there are bringing some practice from here,
where? Europe?
Yes. Europe has small portions in Europe, Turkey has a small portion in Europe, and a large portion in Asia. Asia Anatolia.
And Russia also.
Russia is also about 35
are doing very well in Moscow, Prabhupada. They're distributing books there.
Okay. But they're from Harvard.
So when we preach to people, we should first convince them that God is the supreme controller, the supreme proprietor. Then further understanding can come.
And the supreme controller. That's what they admit. You are not independent. Why the police is independent? What is the reason that police is independent? What is your independence? What is independence? So why is that police is independent? The first challenge. They are nothing. Are they independent? Yeah. Why the police should declare independent?
They're
ignorant. Huh? They're ignorant. So, what is the police? They are in ignorance, and they are leading the society, they are scientists, they are not politicians. That is misleading. Cannot go in freely in the so-called mantra, nakshasara, but still they are declaring independence. What is their independence? Huh?
Nothing. When expressing dependence on God, then what is the second step? In preaching.
Yes.
So someone has accepted, yes, we are dependent on God. But actually they have no knowledge who God is.
Give them knowledge from Bhagavad Gita. if you accept dependence on God, then you get destruction from God. How you react? That's why the child knows, fully dependent on prayer. So, he is fully obeying the orders of the parents. That is a natural. The father and mother know how to take care of the child and their family. And by nature, they are dependent on father and mother. Mara said, I said, sit down, she is with us. My nature.
Sectarian, their idea of
God. Sectarian. Every sectarian of a child is dependent on his parents. What do you mean by sectarian? Does it mean the Hindu child does not depend on the parents? The Muslim child depends on the parents? Everyone depends on the parents. I think he may be Hindu child or Muslim child or dependent. That is the nature of child. Similarly, you may be Hindu, you may be Muslim, you are dependent on God. This is a fact. What is sectarian?
To
call the Muslim say, no, we are not dependent on God. And the Christians say like that. We have to catch the general condition. Everyone is dependent. Where is the question of sectarian? Now this cloud, the cloud, everybody is expecting some rain. Does it mean the rain is Hindu rain or Muslim rain or Christian? Dependent on cloud. Everybody is expecting rain. It doesn't matter whether it is Hindu, Muslim or Christian. Declaring means, if you can supply me your means, you can supply yourself, then you can call me. But that will not be condition. You cannot get the supply independent. Why are you expecting cloud? Love, if there is rainfall, there will be. Then you will be able to grow food. So you are dependent. independently cannot be proud. So what is your reason? Why do you declare independence? What is this food? What is your answer?
Probably. They're thinking of national independence because they have to make so many decisions about how to live and how to operate society.
He loves that part. Now gravity. What is your independence? Have you independence?
There are all sorts of rascals in the Prabhupada. One kind of rascal is the mudha kind, who likes to enjoy. He thinks he's independent.
That is also dependent.
Yes, but he thinks I can eat chicken or eggs or
whatever. That is dependent. Where does the chicken come?
From the field.
Huh? Field?
Yes.
No, it comes from the chicken.
Well, yes, from the chicken, yes.
Therefore, you have to depend on other chicken. There is independence.
But I can kill them.
And if that is in there is chicken, you can kill. If there is supply of chicken, then you can kill. Otherwise, where is the opportunity of killing them?
Cannot kill all the chickens.
No, it isn't the case, they are killing. But killing, the definition is there. If there is chicken, just like a tiger in the jungle, they are a very smart, but they do not get food very. Because the other animals, they also know that part of the jungle there is tiger. They avoid going there. So he doesn't get daily food. He kills one animal and keeps it hidden and takes it to the field. He cannot. They're all as hungry. Although they have got good strength. And when the opportunity? And they want a small animal or fish. As soon as the tiger gets out to find out some prey, this small animal wants tail. Tiger animals will understand the problem. So, in spite of getting good strength, good jaws, good neck, there's no food. If God supplies him, then he gets. Other than this man can go and step to England.
But if I have good intelligence, I can make many machines, put many eggs in them, and have all the supplies of chicken that I want.
That also, that I have already explained. It depends on another chicken's egg. You cannot manufacture the egg. That is my challenge, that you manufacture the egg. I can take a combination and put them in the machine, a vegetable. Another living chicken must lay down the egg, then come. So different. Why is it in the world? Everywhere you are different. How do you know? Where is your independence?
So, you think that the countries that have the materialistic advancement or scientific advancements, that they are very well situated?
Well, scientific advancement, all the stuff that you can say, but right now, God has given the oil underneath the ground. You are so proud. But if God would not give you the oil, then you start in the desert. You talk of improvement, nonsense. So dependent on the oil that is given by God. By God's grace, you have got some stock of oil, and a good demand for oil, then you are proud that you have come. Depending on the oil is supplied to God, you are dependent. Very, very little. When the oil is finished, then your prayer is finished.
But we do not believe in God, and still...
No, do not believe in God, but are not independent. That's a fact. You don't believe or believe in God, but you are dependent. You are not dependent.
Yes, you are dependent on nature.
That's all right. But you cannot say that you are independent. That is the point we are discussing. You call nature, I call God. It doesn't make any difference. But you are dependent on something else. If they call it anything, call it nature. But nature is also God's nature. Anyway, accept nature. So, Pratityaktyamanani, Guni Karmani Sangata. How far of plasma, what time is it? So, pity nature. Nature is acting in her own way. So, nature is not your father's son yet. So how do you declare independence that I am everything?
I am not
independent. You accept nature. You are not independent.
But I'm not independent.
That is the point.
I am more dependent on my intelligence.
What is it?
I can...
You depend on what is meaning or intelligence?
Yes, I'm dependent on my own intelligence to utilize everything. For advancement, for my comfort and my strength.
Yeah. Everything, there is no everything, then what is the meaning of everything?
Well, I may be more, develop more intelligence to create what I lack.
That is purely. That is not fact.
But I'm saying that from the
past. By your reason,
what
is in my nature or God, whatever it is. That is not in your reason.
But God may have given us all the basic things, but it's taken man's intelligence to make the reason.
That is all right. But if God has given you so many basic things, then it is your reason. Otherwise, your intelligence. Yeah. There is a story that one man was asked by his friend. I was not intelligent. He didn't have some fear. So what is it? Well, he said, intelligence means hell that money here. Otherwise, I didn't know how much intelligence is. You can utilize that intelligence, but why then? You have got the means. Intelligence also, you cannot decline properly. If there is no supply.
Actually, Kurt Damodar pointed out when we were in Washington that most of these big men, they admit that they don't know where their inspiration comes from, it just comes. Just like that Mozart or one of those composers. He just used to write the music, but he had no idea where it was coming from. He did not think it out.
That is also very well worth it. Bhakta. Bhakta smriti jnana motivation.
The intelligence comes also from God.
One of the questions the audience asks a lot is that if he's giving us the intelligence, why didn't he give us enough intelligence so that we could be God conscious?
So then I've
understood that. That's not becoming to be the intelligence. Anything. The Raja Dhani Dhani was sublime. So now I'm not. I come. Well, there's no intelligence. So you're all that space. I come to give you intelligence. But you don't get that for anything. That is God's ambition that this vessel is out. Properly being guided, they go to hell. Let me give them some intelligence. That is what we do. That is what we do. For those days, there is no Kaspanda those who are on the Sama. I have become confused. So give me intelligence. Krishna Sura, Kali Mata. Intelligence. I have tackled the situation. You are confused. You have to find that the material that you saw, that the persons who come there to us, they are all family members. So what kind of fight is there? Who is fighting with family members? That was the confusion. Suppose we are Krishna, part of society, that if we declare 5,000 houses, it's a very intelligent. They have said we could have to let it like that. Some entry of Uttarakta, that his son will occupy his court. That was the cause of fire. So, the Arjun thought that my uncle, many intriguing persons, he has brought this disaster. Fight our family members. So what should I do? Let better let them in there. They are all family members. Why this understand fight? He has reasonable. He has not unreasonable, very good man. But after all, they are also our family members. Let them in. But there is unnecessary fight for our family members. You are not a coward, but good reason. So we are all brothers. They want to rule over, let them rule over. That's fine. Sometimes it's misunderstood. It's not misunderstood. They were doing in such a nice manner. They didn't want to fight. Krishna is illusion. Yes, that's fine. In public, God is using a good man to fight, who does not want to fight. It is really public. He does not do so much. Actually, he is a good, nice man. But after all, his family is property. So other brothers, they want to move into one, let them do it. I shall return. Very happy. Quite happy. It's a good proposal. Very nice, simple, nice proposal. And Krishna is in law, it was fine. But that Krishna's position is very awkward. So he will lose of a good man to fight. Also, for who say, what can he say? How is it? What kind of God you have got, Krishna? That is the illusion, a very nice gentleman to fight in the family. Superficial is but they do not know that this is foolishness. Deny the order of Krishna. So who can understand this? pleasant. Unless I bring the body of this person of others. Pamsupa Pusar, Angalam Pusar, Krishna is invisible in his life that took us to fight. And we are worshipping that Krishna. So, very funny. Your God is like that. What kind of God is your God? Inducing gentlemen to fight our family.
You have to see what kind of family has he got.
Huh?
You have to see what kind of family has he got.
That is another thing, superficial. What is that? But still, Arjuna says, when you respect, he doesn't give up, he doesn't reject Krishna. If it's not, I have such a debt to that. I do not wish to fight, you are inducing me to fight. I don't want your presence. So, to Shakti on the Kabla, I surrender. Therefore, to be suffering. He is not so called that he is given. But the person of person why this God does not come to this sector. Who says? He goes. The God of person.
Yes, why does he return is not intelligent?
He didn't intelligent. But if you don't accept the candidate, he has come himself and he is living in himself. Take it, and be happy. But if you don't take it, don't take it.
Then your argument that I have no independence, that's not correct.
Huh?
Your argument that I have no independence,
no,
not correct.
Independence. Little independence.
You have freedom to choose intelligence or hereafter.
You have got this independence to misuse your intelligence. That independence of God. You have been given intelligence. Now you have what, because of what Kingston has, little independence, he can misuse them. The first year of my second phase, try give me some independence. You can use it. So that misuse is wrong. Very wrong. Allah. The first says that Sadhguru Mahaprabhu said, you may have come Sadhguru Mahaprabhu. Say, he doesn't force it. He must do it. Do it. That is the thing. Now he is your son. It is very important. Your God. Independence of this human. Independence is a quality inherent in living being, because it's part and parcel of God. So the quality of the Father is inherited by the Son, even physically. Similarly, you have God is full independence. Yeah, but that's happening there. Now that is the one that is properly right when he would carry out the order. That is problem. Ordinarily, that you can't see, he is independent. Does it mean that he is self-assured, independent? No. Then why there is foolish departure? Similarly, we are part and parcel of God. We have got little independence. But if you listen to this tradition,
always relative. It's always very relative.
Not absolute.
No.
Absolute independence, God. Even if you have got little independence, it is related. And the condition.
And the purpose of Shastra is to direct this minute independence. The purpose of Shastra is to direct the minute independence so that it's not
misused. That's right. You are state. You are an independent citizen, but you must be guided by the law. If you violate the law, you will get the independence. Shastra is like that, law. You have little independence, you can utilize it fully under the law. That's why you violate your unity. So to do that, according to the laws of the country.
Talking about dharma, following dharma, and Krishna said, give up dharma.
Huh?
So you were talking the other morning in the block about dharma, and dharma goes to kind of
dharma. Dharma means and what God says very well. But we have created your own mind. So give up that.
He's not referring to Sanatana.
Huh?
He's not referring to Sanatana.
Because sometimes
law even by the state, that is law. He who created law at home, that is law. So dharma means what is ordered by Krishna, God, that is law. And other things that may be temporary, you can create some laws within your family, but that is not generally applicable to others. But what is given by government, that is their law, that is applicable to all people. When you go out to the street, you have to abide by the laws of the state, the light. As well as the red light, you have to stop. At home, you may not make such rules and regulations. But that is within your home. That is not general. Similarly, Sarvadharma and Paritkarma means what you have made at your home or person. You have all this. Here is the truth. Here is the truth. Mahavaya Kavasana. That is your truth. Everyone has to surrender to Krishna as well. So that is your truth.
Is that what it means in the Bhagavad Gita when Krishna says that you have to go Shruti Vipati Panga, you have to go beyond the just hearing about these different
your mind is no longer disturbed by the flowery language of the Vedas, and when it remains fixed in the trance of self-realization, then you will have attained the divine consciousness.
Not everywhere there are some vaishnavas to say that. So when you go above this, the vaishnavas say, another place, Vedas is happening all over Vedas. By performing the Vedic vaishnavas to say that, the cultural goal is to understand Krishna. If you to understand Krishna, then you may not perform the practice. Because you have come to the objective, not before that. That is Sarvadharma. The big reference is generally that you perform this yoga, then you go to the heavenly planet, and there you get so long, like 10,000 of years, like so many, and so on, so on. So many things. The thing we are after that, karma kanda. So this karma kanda
declared so long one is unaware of the Supreme Personality. When one understands this karmakanda, everything that is not the aim of our life, our real aim of life, how to go back to God, then these things are not the same. Because we have no great charity to come back. We have simply devotion and service. There are no great charity to come back. There are so many things, great charity to come back. And we are quite fond of early in Hare Krishna Bhakta. Therefore, the parts of Brahmin say, misunderstand. They do not admit that they have become anywhere. The Jagannath temple does not allow. But when one becomes the pure Vaishnava, then he pushed up a stage, the Guru Krishna, yeah, he has performed all spiritual disciplines. That's why he has come to be the right point, simply devotion. There are many statements in the sutra, but when you come to be devotional platform, we have not to perform the spiritual disciplines. Because they end down as well as the ceremony. You have come to the point. There is seven in this world, I was karma for this Aparita world. Then sitting. Sitting very well. Karma is rejected. This karma karma. I perform this on righteous ceremony and I go to heavenly planet. But what benefit do you have? That one has come. You can enjoy their materialistic aspect of materialistic things and means. Eating, drinking, making. These things you can get. But you have to come back again. Hile, punye, puno, vatsa, gautam, nisam. What benefit? Then, no benefit. Just like in British period, some Englishman was main Chancellor of India. Then after 5 years, he came to London, again with his bad marketing industry. It is interesting. Lord Shuttlesworth, he's coming in the factory, apartment, with a bad. For my people. So long as I left, oh, my father, so Christine, very different in life. The righteous is saying when you're like that. For some years, you get a Bible, and then I can pull that. Then you're Lisa. When the position of this and that.
He's making a lot of money from his book.
That is, everyone is doing that. He's not in that position of president. Money, there are many options to make more money than this.
That's the position. What did you say, Chris? Helicopter.
Would you do an helicopter with an insurance helicopter?
No.
If you want to go ahead.
If more people come, then we go inside. I was thinking about this material threshold which you mentioned last night, and I couldn't figure out how vast this platform is. You know, what does it consist of? How do we define this platform? I mean, is nature materialism? I mean, there are many things which are up, such as money, greed, etc. But how about nature, love?
Yes, we have bought two platforms. Yes. Material platforms divided into two, gross and subtle. And then spiritual platforms. Then spiritual platforms. The body is material platform. Divided into two, gross and subtle. And then, it was fortunate enough to come to the spiritual platform, then you are very subtle. So the economy is generally, just like you see in the city, they are all busy. What is in us? They are only gross material. And then, next class, that's like scientists, poets, philosophers, they are in the subtle class. And above that, they are a person who are simply interested in spiritual understanding. They are in the spiritual world. So according to the platform, there are thoughts and activities. Your question is worried about this, so many things. So first of all, you have to understand in which platform he is, then he is actually the assassin. If you are on the material platform, doing some business, making some profit, and if you bring there, posters, you know, what is the use of material profit, the body is temporary. Well, any other material activities is included. So we have to understand
First of all, what is our actual objective? And then we stand in that platform, then all that.
Does this mean that the person should totally detach himself from the world, from his surrounding?
That he cannot do. This way, we are, although you are interested fully in the part of Christ, it doesn't mean that we do not live in a house, we do not eat, we do not use motor car, we do not use typewriter, pick up or that is not me. That is part participant. We are traveling and paying heavily to the air company. Whenever I travel, at least 5-6 men go with me. And one round trip, one travel day, $16,000, $1,600.
About 5-6 people. One round trip is about $12,000.
So $12,000 is about more than one level. So we are spending that. But not for any other sattvas, but for this purpose. So we are
talking about this stuff.
So the platform is different. Externally, one can see that they are also spending more money for traveling, they're living in a nice house, and there's a nice car, and but the consciousness is different. There are another example in this connection. That I am sitting on this chair. And there is a bird also. He is also sitting on this chair. But let us replace the bird on my salary. The bird's business is different, my business is different. But superficially, if one sees, for the birth and family is of the same share. So therefore, they are all equal. And that's the fact. Similarly, we may be using all these material things, but we have no material things. That's simply principle.
Who's living in a material world without becoming attached to it?
No, we are not that. We can sit down in this life building, we can sit down anywhere. We are not attached to this building, we are attached to Kusa, Krishapas, Kariyadi. And unconditionally, we can Kusa. It is not that if you don't get a nice building and appear with your supply, then we cannot know. What is that? It's like I began this moment, and then in the tree in New York, Tom Kingston Square. What is that? I used to sit down there. There was no middle, a small dubbili. And I sat in 3 hours, 3 to 4 days. And it was
in a very bad neighborhood. Very low class neighborhood.
Yes. Low class, high class, we don't know. In Chantari, this is the best. That 26. Second Avenue was also not very. Good.
The worst place in the country.
Thank you, Doctor.
Did you guys?
Open the heart. As I said, this is a good place. All right.
And actually, you have to be good friends, regularly, and good friends. So I had no discussion. I was living in a bar in the street. And on my door, this bump red line with urine and wine bottles and everything. She says they are so respectful. And I come. I had no problem. They are very kind. They welcome me. They open the door. They also know that he is a hundred. So, platform. If you remain on the spiritual platform, this material condition cannot come back. Or he should be a prisoner. That in our part from procedure. In that condition, he can. First of all, we have to attack on which platform we can stand. And if we want to stand on spiritual platform, nothing can take. It is not for me. So why not stand directly to the spiritual platform and make your kind sections? Very large. Speaking in general, they do not know the importance of the spiritual platform. Therefore, they prefer to stay in the material. They have no sufficient education.
What can mistakes grow without anything destructive? Why couldn't spirits grow in the spiritual world without taking this material body?
It can grow. It is your punishment. The material body, if one thinks in the prison house, how one can be without prison house? That is his new concept. Generally, one is expected to live outside the prison. But because that person is in the prison house since a long time, he cannot say that without prison house one can be. It is misunderstood. He has no idea of spiritual life. Therefore, thinking. Real weakness is how to get out of the prison. But he is thinking just the opposite way. If I do not prevent the prison, how can I eat? You see, he's thinking that if I am living here very comfortably, without stealing, I'm getting food and shelter. And if I go outside, I have to steal again. So it's a good life, it's not. Maybe it's due to ignorance. That is very good life without the prison house. That he does not know. He does not know that there is a spiritual world where a spiritual soul can live very comfortably, getting God every day, talking and saying, dancing and saying. That he has no idea.
How comes truth? It comes through ignorance.
On account of no education. That's why we are giving education. Because there is gross ignorance. We require a decision. Therefore, this is Krishna Pansa said, no possibility.
In the beginning, how does the spirit become ignorant, falls into ignorance?
It is not the tragedy. The same question you are asking. If you say, at the beginning, how will you become ignorant? Is that an intelligent question? How do you say it? Hey, Krishna, Srila, is living in the prison house, sitting outside. If you raise this question, in the beginning, how will you become ignorant? Is that an intelligent question?
But not everyone
is very concerned. Think anyone can become kingdom, anyone. There's no concern at the beginning. At any moment you can kill. You are honest gentlemen, very good. You are watching in a nice part. At any time, any moment you can become a kingdom. That is your throne. As soon as we see your existence, you will understand. That is the difference. You are not some independent thing. As soon as we meet in your existence, immediately I see you. Okay. David Deja, you know, Mama Mahabhu. It cannot achieve material nature. It immediately see you. Captured. Krishna Bhuyadi to Bhagavan Sapare, Pasati Mahasana, Japutra. That beginning is possible at any moment. You haven't got to trace out the history. Even if you are very honest, you can become subjective to the things about that any moment. You are prone to that. So, there is no Jews wasting time. How it was begun? You are criminal now. Make your sister that it may not become criminal. Go to the doctor. You have got some sickness. And if the doctor inquires, how it begins? I will be able to say, now I have got sickness which is with the soul. So, the meaning of Western time, how is it? Now I have as a consider. So, I come to you next week, my sister. I shouldn't waste our time to find out these things, how is it? That beginning can be possible at any moment. As soon as you see God living in independence, immediately beginning with it. The criminal means one who has violated the laws of the state. Take your time. So, when the violation began, so that is not very important thing. You are violated, you are in the prison. That is important.
Yes, yes. Yes. There's no matches. There's no matches. There's some other
questions.
Yes, question. My question is answered. My confusion is true.
What is that confusion?
I'm amazed that but someone tastes something. A nice food. Something pleasant. He remembers and appreciates this. Even in material world. How could someone see God and come from a source as powerful as love as that? And then forget. How could forget so easily? And become so badly attached to this materialism. why is it that you're so far? I know it's in due course to my actions.
That tendency is there. Because we are very small. Fragments of this are like a city. The tendency is there. Example is just like fire and the spark of the fire. The fire and the spark is very small, but it is fire. And the big fire, together, they look very beautiful. The big fire and the spark, so many sparks. It looks very beautiful. But the spark sometimes falls out from the wind of fire. Then it is no more fire. It is fire, but it is extinguished. The illumination is over. So, we are small particles of God. God is big. We are small particles. So, we are playing with the big part, very nice. But there is chance of us. The chance is there. The big fire does not fall. The big fire is always blazing. But the small fire always is the possessing the same quality of fire. It can fall. So we are small particles, very, very small, atomic portion of God. Therefore, we are not dependent. So, separate from the big part, and then we do not have the other. Just like another crude example comes, there's a very rich man, son, he's enjoying life. Sometimes we think, why not independent to see? Why dependent on father? Because of and we don't eat. There are many of them. He was living very comfortably, rich man, son. But he left the house of his father and become a teacher. There are many practical. Why does he do so? I have seen in Allahabad, one big lawyer, very famous lawyer, Pyare Ram Banerjee. He had two sons. One son became a good barrister like him, and another son became a koala, driving a car. The reason was that this son, a kawala, he fell in love with a low-class woman and he preferred to remain a kawala. Huh? What is that? Low-class woman.
Yeah.
So, she was living in a hot cottage. So out of love, he also prepared to enter the kawala. As a guy in the house. But that is intimidating. He preferred. So that discrimination, preference, is there always. You can prefer a low-grade life out of your discretion. Nobody can check it. And by cultivation of knowledge, you can become a big man.
2 tendencies at rest. There is no stereotyped idea, otherwise there's no independence. Sunlight. But that is also an animal. He's also eating, sleeping, making. But he doesn't like the sunlight. What can I do? The Lord has given me one facility to demand on the man, out in darkness. That is all kindness.
So we can fall as far as we want.
Fall and rise also. What do you say, fall? You can rise to the highest platform from the fallen condition. That is the philosophy. But you are in a fallen condition, come to the highest platform. And talk with God, play with God, dance with God. That is our offer. Now it is up to you to take it or not to take it. It is up to you. But our propaganda is this. The things we try to understand is not. Then Muhammad is the Bhagavad Gita. This is our propaganda. We are trying to use people to understand Krishna. Very right, he said. So if you don't try to understand, that is lovely. But we are offering that here in this moment, we try to understand Krishna. What is wrong there? That if you don't like, who can force it? They are going country to country, door to door, town to town. So what are you doing? You are simply requesting that you try to understand Krishna. And Krishna says, as soon as you understand it, you come to me. Sattāvi haṁ punarjanmulai ki māvā. You have to look to you. You can take theoretically, that in my understanding of God, I can go to the eternal, blissful, spiritual life. Why not try? But and if you enquire, your life is a very good proposal. By going back to Krishna, everything is false. Yes, I go. So, what is the method? Then if I say, chant Hare Krishna, where is the difference? Why you are so much determined not to do anything, to go back to home? That is your response. It is so easy. I say, it is the means of solving all these problems. Why not try? All right, let me try. You'll be trying. Why not the name? It's a Vaisi Vilasa. If you don't do it, then it's your responsibility. That was perfect alone. Follow Bhagavad. It is the process to be adopted by the some fortunate person. And they do not want to become false. They want to remain false. That is it.
So obviously this ignorance follows as even when we leave this body.
To leave this body, you accept another body. Tathāvehaṁ rasvāsī. That's why you have already accepted, by your sky. This body was not there.
Does this happen instantly?
Not instantly. I mean to say, you have changed your body.
Sure.
Similarly, after giving up this body, you change another body. That's the fact.
And this, between those gaps, yes.
There is no gap. The natural law, which is said, is just that you are walking step by step, like this. So, when you fix up this step, then you check out of it.
Example of a capital of actions from 1 minute.
Similarly, by you, by nature of law, how you will fix up. You have to accept this body, then you give up this body. And immediately enter into the home of the mother to prepare another similar body, like the mother.
During this transformation, during this transformation from body to body?
Not in body. This body, next body is achieved according to the concept. At the time of, if you are thinking of something to which you are very much attached, then you get that feeling. If you are thinking of your pet dog, then you get this dog one. And if you are thinking of Krishna's path, then you get this one. Like that. That means you decide at the time of your death. But at the time of death, when we are drawn, we are thinking, which you have done throughout your whole life. Sarātaka Mahārūvāṁ. That the whole day you are watching with some business and night or two days, that is all. So you have to fail yourself in this life. How to think of Krishna? Then there is chance for thinking of Krishna in time of death and go back home. You can't do that. Very easy.
So the ultimate goal is not to come.
So what is the use of coming here? To come back. Who is happy here? Can you find out anybody who is happy here?
Not that I've seen.
Huh?
Not that I've seen.
No.
Not that he is seen. He's not seen anyone.
Somebody. You think your king is not happy? No. He has not that has exalted position. Yes, like how this man satisfied for many years that our leader. But he was full of enlightenment. And a small bar eating some bread here. He'll be attracted to something great. But he's looking at this. But he hates the success. Everyone is full of excitement. Sadhā samajjitna dhyāṁ asad graha. Because they have adopted this material life, asad, our minds would always be full of excitement. Nobody can receive from it. That is not possible. Because you have accepted the temporary body, we have to be able to put it like this. He is not great. And he brings us in his life to create another material that has all that he has fired. For I'm a book, I was a whole lot. The abundant material, he did not ask about the constitutional position of his presidency. Engage himself in dog threat. Then, for that, had to be easier and done. He couldn't be. Next body, 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 next to next one. He will become a minister in this life, and next life he will become a god. Then what is meant to? Can anyone challenge him? No, I'm not going to do that. Nobody can. You are going to change what? Tathade Hantara Prat. Now, what kind of body you get, that is depend on nature. Not on you. If you go to a tailor's house, so you have to pay for it if you want to get a garment. Similarly, what kind of body you get, that will depend on your work. So, this guy is a very prime minister, but he's our first man. Millions of dogs and hogs that you have raised. That is necessary. You cannot get it. You have no hand on the administration of the year. That is not possible. Maybe these are the only ones. If you have infected some disease, you must suffer from it. This is just as wrong. You cannot say, although I have infected this smallpox, this is I not suffer. No, you have to do. Or you have to die in that disease. You cannot say. They do not know how they say it. Declaring the miracle. That is Purusha. That is a Kriwara and Kriwara. And people are kept in ignorance. There is no school, no father, no institution. It is a chakra about this time. It is a Purusha of our activity. People are kept in ignorance. They got the task of human body to understand the dialogue of life, but they are not given everything. By the father, by the Raja, by the king, by the guru, nobody is it. That the Shastra says, you should not become a guru, you should not become a father, you should not become a king, unless you are able to save it from the laws of nature, reputation of ourselves. Then you should not become. It is duty of the guardian, it is education, to be defender, about the spiritual knowledge. I think we are trying our best because we are all as by superior that we do it. So we are trying as far as possible.
Is there a time limit for this spiritual growth?
Huh?
Is there a time limit?
No. In a moment, you can be spiritually advanced. So why do you agree?
What I mean is from the time that you start. as if a deadline or something.
Well, it's starting just like when there is the sea, short, the cattle, the death. Now it goes to sea and there is good, there is flower. The good is green, flower. But it is yellow, mango, right. Beginning when it goes to sea, there's a child. The father goes to sea to live in Umba's mother. The body begins from that. Born, grows with bone, and it is fully grown up, it comes out. And I never was. The beginning is there. You can begin at any moment. But it is spiritual, it does not take so much time. You should remember, spiritual. It's like tea. There are different types of tea. Mental tea and physical tea. Physical tea, you have got a very good nice air plan. Still, you have to take 10 hours to reach London. And mental tea, you can eat it in the second day. And spiritual things to see them. The first thing is, Kasabi has brought down mother to you. As long as you are immediately go to that spiritual thing. Any gift, not that so many minds also developing, far, far above these things, silent, silent, silent. No. The speed of speed is so high that the tsunami of as many as the body is. You can compare material speed and mental speed. And although you haven't got spiritual idea, I think you can appreciate what is a spiritual speed. Mental speed is so rapid that by the city, the airplane I will have to take 4 hours. You can reach there in 4 seconds. By mental. That is within our city. And then you can imagine how city is spiritual. Is that true? No, by education. It is hard. It is not such a thing. Let me do it there.
How do you classify dream?
The other invention, subtle platform. Your gross body is not working, but the subtle mind is working. You didn't achieve it.
Master is usually on a totally different level. It's quite obvious from the actions, the talks, the understanding, and the experience. How close does one, usually one student, how close does he get to the master? How closely does he understand the master? Or he could interrelate to the master. Is that how intimate does the connection become between the master and the disciple? But whatever you talk about, it comes from experience.
It is association. That's how you can understand it. You come again. And then you become again and again. Then you become one of them. As it is. You understand? And you go along with it. he could remain in touch with the past. And he would have one month. And then passed. And then come to the lady, and I put it in the past. That was it. Because one month, and I wanted to get out of it. After 2 hours, he changed it. I was dead heart. If he's the one, I have not in the past. That's the system. May I have to say, then, one can become good for life. And very important. How many men say Bhagavan was the deep purpose for us, give the facility of attitude.
So many masters now, or so many...
That is your child.
Sure.
You try when you go to the market, there is so many shops. Now it is your child, from which shop you have to come to. First of all, you must know what is your need. If you want gold, and you go to the similar shop, give me gold. And what benefit he gets? He knew your serious. And he'll treat you, get his gold.
Srila Prabhupada, is it possible to sit inside?
Yes.
For 7-8 people?
Yes.
You can continue the discussion inside.
He does not know what is meaning now. Burn down. But he's doing it. This is your system. But he's getting benefits.
True.
Not that because he does not know, he's not getting benefits. He's getting benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Indian
industry
में नाम करते हैं।
अच्छा, आप एमएस।
Mr. Shaman is a devotee.
Oh.
He's a wonderful person. He's taken to spiritual life and they see his son. Mr. Sahani is also a Shirashi.
No, he is a devotee. He is the privilege of taking part in it. There is naturally a devotee. And if he gets little education, take advantage of the Vedic instructions, then his life is accepted. In the Shastra it is said, even the demigods, they desire to take baths in India. Because this facility is there in India. This facility, the land is so sanctified that anyone who takes the body from this land is born that is sanctified. Now, if he further takes advantage of the Vedic knowledge, that is right because of this. Therefore, Prajnata Mahaprabhu's mission is that anyone who has taken birth in India make his life successful and then preach this knowledge to the outside world. And is that what Bharat Bhavite Manusha Janma Harya Jya Janma Satsatpari Paro Paro Bhaka. Outside India, there is darkness. So it is the duty of the Indian to make his life perfect and spread his spiritual knowledge to the outside world. That is real greater activity in the human. That we are trying to do, unfortunately, we are not taking it seriously. Glorious activities for India
already. Excuse me. Does that mean that people from other regions, they are not possible for them to achieve the highest perfection?
It's possible. Yes. People take advantage of the highest power, then you will be the responsibility of becoming highly educated. You cannot become highly educated sitting down in a dark room. That is not possible. Is it possible? You have to associate, take admission in the society where people are actually highly educated. Their mandate is there, the possibility is there, but you have to take it.
From their own religion.
Why being religion? You're talking about knowledge.
Knowledge is there,
knowledge is there. Religion is now misunderstood. Religion is described as the dictionary, a faith.
Yes.
So faith, your faith may be something, my faith may be something. That is not religion.
Yes.
Religion is described as the basic literature, the law given by God. That is it. Dharmanta sāksāt bhagavata vītam. So, it's like law means the order given by the state. Similarly, religion means the order given by God. If you do not know what is God, what is His order, then what is your religion? You believe or not. If you do not know what is God, If you do not know what is his word or what is his order, then where is your religion? If you do not know what is the government, and if you do not know what is the government's order, then where is the question of law abiding? Religion means, according to Vedic Siddhanta, just like Krishna said, Mahavekam Saranam. This is religion. Saranam Mahaparishad. Yavar is nonsense. Paradise. What is the objection? Religion is one. Surrender to God. So what is the objection? And God says that you surrender to me. So what is the objection? Religion cannot be two, religion one. Surrender to God. If I say to a Muslim, they surrender to God, do you have any objection? If I say to a Christian, surrender to God, do you have any objection? Therefore, religion is one. There cannot be two religions. Why you are taking other religion? There is no question of other religion. Religion is one. You accept it? Somebody should have any objection. And if you do not surrender to God, what is the meaning of your religion? It is bogus. That is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajita paitava sra. Here in this Srimad Bhagavatam, all this bogus type of religion is rejected. And what is the bogus type of religion? Bogus type of what? Who is religion that does know who is God and how to love it? Yes. Do you agree or not? So the religion cannot be two, religion one. God is one, and to offer our submission to Him, that is religion. Simple thing. And God comes personally to demand it. Sarva-dharmān paritajya mām ekam sarva. This is it. Now say, what is your objection about this religion?
Religion means
surrender to God. That is it. And that is first class with fame, which teaches how to surrender. Tabhi punsan parvo dharmo, jatum bhakti dharmo. That is the highest one. It doesn't matter whether you are Mohammedan, Christian or Hindu or Jewish or that. Whether you know God and you have fully surrendered to Him, that is the first. Otherwise it is simply worship time. So my very demon. If you simply perform the ritualistic ceremony very strictly, but then you have no idea of God, and you have no knowledge how to love it. It is simply waste of time. So I am very given. Dharmatthāna-sitapvaṁśāṁ viṣṭaṣyena-pathāpujyaṁ dhūt-pādāyantra-tīṁ-yadī. So I am very given. You are very religious, very nice. But are you interested in God or God? I am interested in job. And what is it? Religion means you must be interested in God. That is it. What is the report? How much they are interested? Huh?
£40 million.
Yes. £40 million have been spent in Germany to take care of God. This is advanced. Absolutely.
Hans
Very simple,
send that to God.
Any kindred.
Then for it,
you see, I don't know what I did.
For a layman who doesn't know anything.
No, people do not know that for God comes, that's right, to teach it. Why does it take to teach it? Why does it take? Krishna is coming, personally, and teaching you. Why don't you take the teaching? Chagadamma, Krishna, Mahavira, Gosara. Why don't you do that? Put the challenge at Krishna.
It's just for, That
is another thing.
When
that is conditional. But he wants unconditional first. That is real. Of course, if you cannot surrender unconditionally, then you at least practice. That is also a distraction. Manmana, bhava, manmhakta, manjadi, manga, vaskuru. At least think of Krishna. Manmana. What is it in there? Did you think of Krishna? What is it in there? Is there anything
else?
I don't know what it is. Did you try to think of Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Where is it? That is the Manmana. Apply your mind to Krishna. What is it in there? The difficulty is that you will not do it. That is our defense. We shall do everything but not. That is it. Otherwise there is nothing. Everyone will speak about Bhagavad Gita. Understand so many things they will speak. And no one will speak that he surrendered to Krishna. Rather they will say Krishna is 50 cents. There was no Krishna, there was all the name, mislead. And he becomes a great scholar. The more he deviates you, he misguides you, he becomes a big scholar. This is it. Is it not? There are so many scholars, politicians, philosophers, they're talking of Bhagavad Gita. Nobody is talking that Krishna surrendered to Krishna. Am I right or wrong? They will say we have got different meaning of Krishna. No. This is the Buddhist. Why different meaning of Krishna? All these sages, all these healthy persons, they were said that Krishna. That's why Arjuna, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he immediately accepted Krishna. Parabrahma, Paramdhamma, Paditam, Paramatthama. This is understanding of Krishna. Sarvavaya Savarikarmanne, that's what this is. Krishna, whatever you talk about, I take it. All together, I see. Sarvavaya Savarikarmanne, all that. And then manufacturing for me. How do you understand Krishna? This is it. And how this moment has become little successful. People give me sectarian, sanity has done wonderful. But I do not know what wonderful, I do not know what message. I simply say that we accept Krishna or Bhagavad Gita as yes. That is my name. And then I say to Lesser than name, or what Gita is. Guna, like an interpretation? The Pitra means me, Purukhata means me, Pandava means me, no. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. You have seen our Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
That's all. Before this, before this moment, I started 10 years ago, so many sannyasis, philosophers, religious and country, not a single person became a devotee of it. That is our challenge. And now we find thousands and thousands. Because one single, everything is the soul. No change.
It is in Sanskrit, and it is very difficult to understand.
Not at all. What is the difficult? Suppose Dharma Khetre, Kuru Khetre, Samavit, Asudusha, Mahavata, Apanava, Kenva, Primapur, Prasatanya. The Dharma Khetre, Kuru Khetre, Kuru Khetre is still there. And it is a Dharma Khetra from Vedic order, Kuru Khetre, Dharma Mahatra. Still people go there by thousands and by millions and still remain. So when it is difficult, you don't know what to do. Unless you make it difficult. But as the literature is saying, Dharma Khatri, Kuru Khatri, when it is difficult to understand. Kuru Khatri is there and it is Dharma Khatri. When you do that. Unless you make it difficult.
What is the meaning of
sanctity? As it is, Kuru Khetra, Dharma Khetra is Dharma, that is everything. Krishna is Krishna, Parnava is Parnava, that is everything.
Krishna
is explaining who he is. That's all we have to understand. So Krishna is explaining himself, and this. Matta Pardhanam Nanna, Vinci Vasti. There is no more Buddha and authority than you. We have said this. Why we have said another authority to understand this? Krishna says, Matta Pardhanam Nanna. So there is no division. Everything. But we create division. If somebody asks me, where is your God? If I say, yes, man. And if I thought, no,
yes,
tell me. If I show that, I yes, my God. Then what is it? But if I want to do like this, tell me. There's no difference. We have created this world. That is our problem. Therefore, there is no result. That is the present position that you have created difficulty in understanding Bhagavad Gita and the Indians are now practically out of our own culture.
You don't understand Krishna.
How will you understand? It's difficult to understand Krishna. Krishna says, I am the Supreme Authority. I am the person who heard from Krishna. He said, Param Brahma, Param Dhava, Pavitam Dhava. We accept that Krishna has the supreme ordinance of Jews. And why he the great? The speaker says that he is the supreme authority. And the listener, Arjuna, accepts it. And why he is separate? Bali, Sarman. What rights you have got in that place? You cannot, you have your own design, don't start the word Gita. That's your own design. Preach otherwise. Why you take advantage of Bhagavad Gita? This is criminal. If you have got a divine philosophy, you preach. And you have not got the right. But why you misinterpret Bhagavad Gita? When you take advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita, you speak nonsense. That is not good. And that is that as matter of the whole thing. And practically you see that. But what we try to see, we try to understand, we get the benefit, and your life is successful. Besides that, interpretation, when it is required. When things are understood directly, there is no question of interpretation. The law of interpretation is like this. When the things are not distinct, then you can interpret in your own way. I can interpret in my own way. But when the things are distinct, there is no question of interpretation.
Except for that we don't understand
because
we don't want to understand.
Yes, that is the point. We don't want to understand.
Because we have so many desires,
we want to become bigger than Krishna, than Arjuna. This is our point. But the process is, as the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita, Evang Paramparata, Tam Kumagarāva, you have to understand from the higher up to the sea. Among the most people, for the one of all them, there was San Mano with Prahu, Manu Kata with Prahu, even for Prahu, from the other side, Pakali, or Jumas. As soon as you give up this line of understanding, then it is lost. Jumas. Then you are dealing, no? What was this? Something else. Something else. Jumas. It is not so. It is fine. As soon as you interpret, it is fine. But somehow, why you should interpret? If the meaning is clear, there is no chance of interpreting. If the meaning is not clear, then you can interpret. Dharma Kratya Kulkata is clear. Why should you interpret? Money, sir, money. If karma factor, kurma factor is clear, why should you interpret? When things are clear, the interpretation means you are playing joke. So how are we? Moment presenting Bhagavad Gita and peace. So they are being accepted all over the world. And we are getting good devotees, sincere devotees. All parts of the world.
Mentioning Master, you mentioned that the choice is yours, but you have to know what you're after. For instance, if you're after...
Oh, what is you surrender to God? That is your choice. And then you want to surrender God. That is your business. You are offering everyone that you surrender to Krishna, a God. Krishna also says the same thing. You surrender to me. And we are asking to surrender to Krishna. It is not the same. There is no sense, anything. Krishna says you surrender to me. We say you surrender to Krishna. There is no difference.
My question was, how could one choose when he himself is ignorant?
By knowledge. Gain knowledge. You have not surrendered to God. You take the knowledge from God. You surrender to me. Gain knowledge. But I'm saying, why is it possible to have ignorance? So maybe in ignorance, but when the knowledge comes directly, they surrender to me, that they can do it. The black man is fallen in a dark well. He's trying to save his family. An old man drops his rope. Please touch it, I say. If you don't catch, then who falls? Krishna comes directly, Pritrana Shakta. And he says, do it. If you don't do it, then who's fault? It is your fault. If you don't catch it. Krishna says, here you go, catch it. I shall take it. I'll take it out of this world. And if you don't catch it, then who's fault?
But if you
are ready
to come,
will
you think that you look for the
person
to guide you, or Krishna
tells you to guide you? Yes, Krishna is giving direction, but we have no such intelligence. Therefore, Krishna is like it. That with the Karipatena, Paripasena, Devaya, Upadashanti, Tadjana, Jyanita, Tattva-darshana, both the person who has seen the truth and tells. Because they are not understanding Krishna directly or through the agent, they are misled, they are misinterpreted. That is their folly. They will not understand Krishna directly, neither they will understand through Krishna's agent. That is their misled.
Is it possible to understand Krishna
directly? No. You can manage if you are intelligent enough. Otherwise, everyone can take to Krishna consciousness. He says that it's everyone. He is not saying to Arjuna, Kama Dharma Arpanitajya Mahaya. Why does he do it? Because you cannot understand. If you have not understood, you have done it immediately. But you do not understand. Therefore, Krishna comes with the Paripatena, Paripatena, Sevaya, would accept it, because you have to understand through the person who Tattva-darshini, who has seen Krishna. Tattva-darshini, not theory. You have to partner that person, that is his soul. There is Krishna. But if you don't follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita directly and indirectly, Krishna says, Sarvamam Purushottam Justice, you do not do that. And because you may not understand Krishna, but Krishna also says, Sarvamam Purushottam Justice, you do not go to a seer, then I will understand. You do not understand directly or indirectly, then you are hopeless.
if you don't understand Krishna directly.
Not very indirectly. If you do not understand directly, you should go of your person who understands Krishna. But if you don't do either of these things, then I will understand you.
But
how to
you know, in India
there's
so many
don't talk of India at any place.
How do we assure that this person is Krishna? How can you assure that this person is Krishna? Because when you see that he does not speak anything except Krishna, that is talk to them. If you are expert, you are not a business, that talk is of business.
Suppose if you have to purchase some gold, then you have to go to the gold market for dealing with gold. Why should you go to the ice market? That is your ignorance. If you want to know Krishna, then you have to know from the person for dealing with him. That's all. They are not a business. How is it about the first movement being if they're dealing with Krishna? That's all. We're writing books, comic books for Krishna, we're preaching, we're playing, we simply deal with Krishna. Therefore, the movement is known as Krishna consciousness. Somebody suggested me, why don't you write God consciousness? No, I will say God consciousness. They bring so many gods. It is very simple. If we take it seriously, then very good is there. But if we hesitate, we are misconstrued. To understand this time, it's just for a joke. Prasanna Bhāsas, out of millions and millions of persons, particularly this time, one may try for perfection of life. And Jagatāra this is jnana. And out of many such persons who have attained perfection, questions they do not know. Somebody may know. So, to understand Krishna is not so easy job. But Krishna personally comes and teaches about his life. And still, if you do not say, then you are misunderstood. If you still interpret, misinterpret the other, then you are misunderstood. What can you do? We should, those who are Indian, Bharatvasi, they have got a particular duty. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Dharma Vivanta. One who has taken part as a human being in India. He should make his life perfect and distribute his knowledge. So you are outside India, make your life perfect and distribute his knowledge. This is the duty of India. While outside India, you should remain in darkness. Distribute the darkness. But unless you make your life perfect, how can you see? Huh? Very easy. Provided you want to do it. No long time. I say a moment. Krishna says, Sarvajanman Puritpajya Mahavaya, do it. You can do it in a moment, but he'll not do it. You can do it in English. But unfortunately, he'll not do it. There is a story, as a narrative. One poor man was begging on the street, and Lord Shiva and Parvati was passing, had not even met. So, Parvati requested Lord Shiva, said, this poor man is asking, he's begging, so, requesting it. Why don't you give him something? But Lord Shiva replied, even if I give, he will not be able to enjoy. He's so unfortunate. How that is Lord Shiva, just to give. So Lord Shiva, in the water miller, gave his chest for $1,000. Take this water miller. So he thanked him, and after that, he thought, what I shall do with this water miller? The another man said, if you take this water miller and give me one another. So he gave one another, he took it. Then he had no good fortune to take that money within the water. It's our fortune is like that. It's like giving us the final verity. But we are not taking care. This is all this.
It is knowledge that we don't have the knowledge enlightenment that in that bottom level there is something which is worth. Or it is only that we don't want to do it. Or we don't want to take the trouble.
Well, that chance is there. You can take the water to love and touch it. But before that way, would you give it to somebody else? That is your misfortune.
Fortune is something which we
know. I am talking of misfortune. The perfect knowledge is being received by Krishna. But we are so misfortunate, we do not get it. That is my point.
Krishna, misfortune is, again, is not in the hands of human beings.
No, misfortune is your creator. Fortune and man is the architect of your own fortune. So you can create your fortune and misfortune. That is the world very well. So many people are watching, if somebody is creating fortune, somebody is creating misfortune. But anyway, well, Krishna directly is giving you the knowledge, perfect knowledge. Why don't you take it? Is it not misfortune?
Well,
that problem is ignorance. That is misfortune. Ignorance is misfortune. Unfortunate persons are those who are ignorant, uneducated. That will have to take education to become fortunate. That education is being imparted by Krishna, but you don't take it. Take education from Krishna, become fortunate. Why don't you take it? Krishna has said this very thing. Namara Guskita Namu Aprabhasa Naratama. Maya Aprabhyana Hasuji. These are the classes. One who does not take the advantage of this person's person, he is immediately grouped in these categories. Guskita Mura Naratama. Krishna says, one who does not take to the Krishna in his person, having that man principle in mind. So how his group? His group, Lamara would speak in the Mura, the Buddha saying, Maya will come there, how to be. Yes. Duskitana means he has got intelligence, kriti. Kriti means one who has got intelligence, merit. But his merit is being utilized for sinful activity. Duskitana. His merit is used for good work, that is called sukriti. And if the merit is used for manufacturing something harmful to human society, then it is duskitana. Merit is there. A thief, that's a teacher, he has a good merit, but he is using it for bad work. They are duskitana. Why he has become so mura? Because he does not know his interest acts. The example is that mura. The act does not know his interest. He is loading tons of cloth for other interests, for mortal of God. The rascal does not know he can get the wrath anywhere where he is taking so much trouble. Then mula. Samana is speaking of Naragam. I think this human life was meant for understanding this. Naragam. But he has misused the life. Aspect, lowest of the mental. How it happened, that's why we get it. My office of the other. Then education is lower. Why? Don't care. Don't care. We are a visit. We are gone. My office of the other. How could he bow? Doesn't the Avalan say, Sukhinti love you. After that, the day is the year of the harvest. Everything is expensive. If somebody comes to Krishna, even with material motive, after that, there are four classes somewhere. After that, the year is young. So, Gani, for the sake of knowledge, tries to understand what is God, what is Krishna. The Gyasu, who pleases you, has said, what is Krishna? And those who are less than them, when they become distressed, heartful, or in need of money, they pray to Krishna. They still they are gone to Krishna. That's what they are called, Sukriti. And one who has not gone to Krishna, simply speculating, that is Krishna. Maya will come to you.
So Maya is also very attached to everybody. It still can be a Jigyasu and Jainis. Be in the Maya Kabandhan, then actually Jigyasu or Jainis will become.
No. Maya Kabandhan should be like that, just Krishna for surrender. Mamayu the Prophet does say, Maya Amitan Saran. The first business is to surrender. Then the Maya is not
present.
Krishna says,
that monthly when you meet, you become this divine. And this present life is...
Yes, you have to take hands of a past life. You have to take hands of because Krishna is the supreme controller. If you request me to tell me, Krishna, I want to steal some. So Krishna is saying, no, no, don't do it. It's not good. But it is not bhakti, it is like the powerless. Yeah, if you want to do something, take like a tea seems very private. Why? Because Krishna says, don't do it. But he does, you see. So Krishna says always good things, but we don't care for it.
But when, no deed moves without the intention of Krishna.
Without good advice of Krishna. He does it, that is it, that's all. If we are in sex, we put in the jail, that's all. In Shabbat. But Krishna keeps a good counsel, doesn't he? Bhaktat Nitigyana Mapuham Sarvasta Chaho Vishal Nitishka Bhaktat Nitigyana Mapuham. He should say to the enemy of God that if you persist to do something, he needs an all idea to this circumstance. Sapa. That independence we have got. That like state does not advise anyone that you have a penis. But when it becomes penis, then who can you get? State says everyone go to the university to be educated. But if you make your choice, go to the prison house, you can make your choice. Similarly, Krishna says everyone, manvara, bhagavan, vaktava, matyadi, mahalakho. You make your choice, you go to hell, what else?
This means that
we have freedom. Oh yes, you have got freedom. Therefore, Krishna says, manekam saranam braja, do it. He does not force. He can force. It's our path, but he does not force. He gives you the chance, do it, he will be happy. Don't do it, then your turn. That's it, says in the past. Huh? And now this verse. That's it, says in the past. It's not his, but no. The freedom. Now I've given you all in scatter. Now make your choice. That's it, says in the past. Whatever you like is. Then to ask for Guna.
Yes, yes.
But downside is going to come.
But
the index is not there. It is. Middle. That is the path.
that we planned at the beginning. Just after, just before the past 7 and 1 verses. I have given you knowledge, confidential, more confidential, more confidential. Now consider deliverance upon this and do whatever you like. And what was in the flag? Natsumoho. Sitting Lamja. Tattahare Rakhizo.
Natsumoho Sitting Lamja. Pratthasare Mayasika. Sitoshmi Tatasandeha.
Sitoshmi Tatasandeha. Krishna Vasana. Vigilance. Now my illusion is gone, not for more. This is what I am, my original concept. So, what is you? Can you say what you are? You are asking me to fight, I said. Everything is explained. Krishna gives you freedom, the same system for power. And one who understands Krishna, he says, Krishna Vasana. That's it. Not by interpreting that. And we use by interpreting. That is not Krishna. Krishna Vasana. Did you understand? That is in the waste of time. So I am very capable. It's like the mercy of that. And find out his wife.
Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I could deliver you from all sinful reactions. do not fear. Ivante, Nasakaya, Nasakaya, Tadajana, Nachacha, Shusha, Veva, Chyam, Nachamango, Yasu, Yasini. Confidential knowledge may not be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. Yatitam paramangutyam matpatye shobhikasyati haptim mani puran prakva mami vaishat yasanshayaha. For one who explains the supreme secrets of the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end, he will come back to me. Nachatatman manushyesu kashchim nepe hrittamaha marita na jame tatman anya priyataro bhi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
He presents his Bhagavad Gita as a thief. Jayamal Parav, what is that? Jayamal Parav
Guyam. Yadidam Paramal Guyam. Madhvakte Vibhashyati. Bhakti Mani Varam Vahvani Vaishyati Samshaya.
So, he becomes immediately, because he has a righteous. If you preach Bhagavad Gita, immediately becomes. That's what the smart man says, you can sit in a place. Oh, one has to understand it, it's perfectly, yes, and then please, then you like it better. And what Swami said, Chapa Yogeshara.
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Pato, Tanova Dharaha, Tatra Shir, Vijayo, Bhutir, Dhruva, Nitir, Madhir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, supreme archer, they will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality.
Yes.
That is my opinion.
Understand Krishna like Arjuna? When Krishna is there, Arjuna is there, and all victory. But if you want to avoid Krishna, or kill Krishna, then that is a good thing.
Yes, victory.
Huh? Victory, any line you can say victory. Whether it's Krishna, then it's victory.
But you don't want to go and fight like Arjuna, but you want to kill people.
Why? If Krishna orders, he must. Why don't you like a very good misfortune? But Krishna can save us for that. That is what. He likes or may not like. Or just is not like to fight. That's a fact. That's what all Bhagavad Gita has spoken to him. But just is not like that. But when you understood, Bhagavad Gita said, yes, please save us for that. cannot give your hand. But Krishna says, gravity. That is Krishna's power. You like or don't like, that doesn't matter. Just like a child. He likes or not likes. But what the parents said, he has to. That is the subject. The child said, Father, I don't like to go to school. Will the father agree? No, he must go to school. And if he agrees, that is the subject. All liking, not liking, and all right. What Krishna likes, you have to do. Anukulena Krishna Anusinanam, that is bhakti. Bhakti means Anukulena Krishna Anusinanam. You have to act which is favorable to Krishna. That is bhakti. You cannot make your choice. What Krishna says, you do it, then do it. What is that evil?
They were not Krishna conscious.
To execute what Krishna says, that's all. That is okay. Sarvabhadi vinimuktam tatparatena nimbalam. Vidhikena visikrishna sivanam bhaktiricha. Annabhilasita sunnam jnana bhakti. Anabhikam anukullena Krishna. We have to act to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. We cannot make our choice. This is good, this is bad. But what Krishna says is that. Then it is good. Observe, propose that Krishna, why can I fight with my brother? And after all, they're my brothers, they're enjoying the kingdom. Let them enjoy. I shall let them. They shall leave my jail. They shall not fight with them. It's very good totally. Very gentle, well then. But Krishna said, no, you must fight. Put us face up for love, you know. It's all very good. But I have to just talk in life and I have to fight. This is no instruction of God only. And when he understood that Krishna wants it, he said, yes, come see me. Yes. So we cannot be seen as well as good as bad. We have to act according to the order of Krishna. That is why. But you cannot do independently also. When Krishna orders, it is. And Krishna is not that, while you are faithful servant. But this is only the name of the Lord. This is the name of the Lord. This is the name of the Lord. But this is the name of the Lord. 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 You are simply to do what Krishna says. That is surrender. You cannot reverse anything. That I need something for me and something for Krishna. That is a surrender. You have nothing to do except consciousness. That is right.
That
is
either
or not. Another way is not coming. Surrender unto me, and what we are preaching, we are preaching, saying surrender to Krishna. So what is the difference? Is there any difference? Krishna says, surrender unto me. And if I go to you, Mr. Sharma, you surrender to Krishna. So what is my difference?
Suppose I want to surrender to Krishna.
Now, first of all, my position, because I am working on behalf of Krishna. So Krishna says, you surrender unto me. So I say, that sir, you surrender to Krishna. So what is my duty?
See, yes, I gave you the faith and the
You surrender no son, that is your business. But my business is that I am requesting you that you surrender to Krishna. So what is my business? You surrender no son, that is your business. But my business is to canvas that you surrender to Krishna. And Krishna says, not only Asma Atma Vishnu Sukha Chitta Mahi Vishnu. I have to be recognized by Krishna. That is my business. If I do it, then I become Krishna, recognized by Krishna. You do or not do, that is your business. My only business is to request it.
Right,
Krishna. Yes. But if you accept it, it is good for you. If you don't accept it, that is your misfortune. But my business is here.
So fortune comes very much.
Fortune is here. Man is the architect of his own fortune. If you don't accept his own advice, then unfortunate. But my business is not business. We are simply going door to door and asking, sir, you become a devotee of Krishna. If he is infused, how can I give up? You can't hurt a sister. So is my business. I'm not to pay you something. I simply carry the message of Krishna. And Krishna says, nothing that now upon his face, but his name. He is my most beloved person who does this. So I said, I give up this simple job. And because he doesn't like Krishna. Is it a simple thing? That is the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amara Jai Guru Heya Sarvai. All of you become Guru. And deliver this person. When the how can I become guru? I have no education, I have no knowledge. No, no. You are not guru. That is the of this noble. To go and simply in the second what is that? You become guru. So Krishna says, surrender unto me, I say, you surrender to Krishna. I become guru. Even though I am a fool number one, I become guru. Because I am repeating what Krishna says. That's all. I don't require any education. Very simple thing. Everyone can become guru. It is simply this, what Krishna says. That's all.
He said to surrender to Krishna.
Unless you surrender, how we can say others to surrender? Unless one has fully surrendered, if he says to others, you surrender, that doesn't mean no meaning. he must have surrendered. Then he can say to others, listen, unless you surrender, how we can take up this business? Go door to door and say, please surrender. That means you surrender. There's no other business. But what I am doing, I am doing simply, I am not giving. I have been bribed to this European family, and Saudi, anyone. No bribe, no gold, none of that. But it will change it. This becomes the most important. Chanting Krishna, you are associated with Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute. Krishna and Krishna's name, no difference. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, everything is absolute. So, chanting of Krishna's name means you are associated with Krishna. So if you are associated with Krishna, then where is your religion? Krishna is.
Create
the knowledge. Yes. 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 Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankita. Jesus of Panama. It's like if you read men in touch with the fire, suddenly you become one. If you remain always in touch with this God, then you become this God. Very easy. If you haven't gone to the forest or Himalaya or meditate, simply chant Hare Krishna. That is relevant in this Sastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, you will hear him. Hello, Nasi, Nasi. You cannot start farming, it's easier or it's easier. Wherever you do that, chant Hare Krishna. And you become perfect. It's not in one day, but you will become. If you come to chant, then where is the difficulty? Where is the law? And if there is some gate, where is the Christ? That is injury. I am not losing anything by chanting, right? No? If there is any gate, why not chant? What is this argument not to chant? There is no law, but if there is a problem, why don't you try to take it? After the government, Krishna recommends, Satatam Kirtan Karamaham, Satam Satsati Vaprasa. Find out this, sir. Satatam Kirtan Karamaham.
Satatam Kirtan Karamaham, Satam Satsati Vaprasa.
If somebody has one lakh of rupees, and if he does not utilize it, then is it unfortunate? And if he's fortunate, he can utilize it, then he can make millions of dollars. So, the knowledge is already there. You have not to manufacture the speculation. You take it, you go for it. we are breathing the system out of the bone, manufacturing. Here it is all. Bhagavad Gita, that's why you are referring to Bhagavad Gita. It's already there, everything. We have not to manufacture something, don't talk something. Everything is there. It is a vast difference. And be conscious. He is both Sulava. I mean, good Bhakta and the leader. Yeah. We are now advertising all over the world. The biggest mission. We have got such sampatti. And we are now advertising. Biggest. That's your business.
So these Chandi Pujas are feet, my eyes and some. I was going to surrender to the sanctuary.
And Bhava Patrika Kaji Rudhi. Bhava Indra Kupatjanda Mahavi Kankaranthi. And Kupatjanda Mahavi Kankaranthi. And Kupatjanda voluntarily you become entangled with Maya, that is your business. Krishna is light. Maya is darkness. So when there is light, there is no question of that. Darkness automatically will go. When there is sunlight in the morning, you have not to endeavor to drive the darkness of light. It will not continue. Maya ko bharane ke liye koi khala to jitna karne ko nahi hota. माया खुद ही बन जाएगी जहाँ सवेरे सूर्य उदय हुआ वो माया का जो डाक रहता था खुद बन गया रहने से हाँ तो आपकी खुशी है रहिए सब दरजा वजह बंद करके रहिए आप हजार घर बोल रहे हैं सूर्य उदय है ना आप दरगाह जब खोल दीजिए लाइट आके तो दे नहीं हम इधर ही रहे कौन क्या करे वो इसका नाम है इसको है और तो एक बोल रहे हैं हाँ भाई बोल रहे हैं नॉलेज Sukriti Navadhyana. Sukriti Navadhyana. Sukriti Navadhyana. Sukriti Navadhyana means fortunate. That's when I can bring you Krishna Vala, any deadly Vita, also. Sukhilchira Vala. Prasuddhila Vajan Seva, Sukhilchira Vala. So Sukhilchira Vala. So Vata Vala, when I say Sukhilchira Vala, it was just. Begin Krishna Vala. आप लोग संविधान में कितना दिन हुआ?
अच्छा,
आप भी टाइम बिजनेस आप संजय
यहाँ
का बिजनेस My movement start करने के लिए पहले भारत में ही सदस्य किया। अच्छा थे घर के लड़के सब बोला, भाई आपको चार लड़का है, एक लड़का है, सारे जीव सब करके क्या होगा? Very interesting. इसलिए मैं बहुत अच्छा लग रही था जो लोग खुद सहयोग किया। इंडिया में बहुत मुश्किल से तीन किताब सिखा और वे दस दस गए 84 किताब
And Thursday and 11:30, we are going to see that building.
I think it is so tough time to the body. From holding a meeting.
For a short time?
No. Because there are 2 days on this.
Yes.
And then, last month, I think about a big engagement.
Yes, you have an engagement.
And tomorrow. Oil. I don't think it's good. No.
He's going to travel or he's going to travel on Thursday.
I said, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, we'll take downstairs.
Huh?
We'll go downstairs and come to shop.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah.